T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer, top local story. Snow on the Grapevine has forced authorities to close down Interstate 5 in Castaic. The freeway is jam-packed. We have in-depth team coverage. KMX 1070's John Baird right in the middle of it, and he joins us live.
Right in the middle is exactly right. Red lights everywhere. Northbound traffic being forced off here in Castaic. So much for going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving. This freeway is closed. There is snow up there. Cindy Bean is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
And it's going to continue to snow for much of the morning.
And there's more to come after this one.
Another area of moderate to heavy precipitation moving up that direction.
So you certainly don't want to get caught in this. We know it's going to be a problem for hours. They do have a gate they've installed. This is the first time they will use it that will allow northbound drivers to turn around and go south. But you will need to get around this. Let's talk more about the conditions with Weather Channel meteorologist Ken Boone.
And as we take a look at radar, rain really falling across much of L.A. County with, of course, snow in the higher elevations. And some areas across L.A. County today could pick up between 1 and 2 inches of rain today. As we get into this afternoon, I think we will see a little bit of an improving trend. I think we will see some diminish in the precipitation as we head through the afternoon. But we do have more rain possible as we head into Friday, possibly even into Saturday, as this is a very slow moving weather system. We continue with winter storm warnings for the mountains. Snow levels 2,500 to 3,000 feet today, and that snow could be heavy at times. And with the possibility of heavy rain today, there could also be some embedded thunderstorms in there today as well, especially here as we head through midday. And where we do pick up that heavy rain, there is a possibility for some flash flooding, also the possibility for some debris slides in and around the recent burn area. So something else to keep in mind for today. Rob, back to you.
To skiers' delight, there is a lot of fresh natural snow at Southern California ski resorts, but the recent snowfall was a little too much, too fast. A couple of resorts had to delay their season opening a day because of the amount of snow.
If you're heading up to any local resort, check the websites before you hop on the road. The storm is still moving through. It may not be done with us yet, and it may affect some lift operations.
Mountain High spokesman John McCauley tells KNX that his ski resort hopes it's opening its lifts today, as do Snow Valley and Snow Summit. Bear Mountain is expected to open for the season tomorrow. The weather in Southern California forcing a couple of holiday services and events to make some adjustments because of the rain and colder temperatures. Head and neck covers going to be distributed by several 5K and 10K events. Hundreds of umbrellas also going to be handed out at the Drumstick Dash LA. The Fred Jordan Mission's traditional Thanksgiving banquet and birthday going to be held inside the mission today rather than outdoors. And the annual Union Station Homeless Services Dinner in the park has been moved to a drier location from Pasadena's Central Park to the covered parking lot of the Adult Center. Hold off on that wake for the OC Weekly. The alternative weekly newspaper may not be folding after all, because his owner says he's in talks with a buyer that he won't identify. The paper tweeted yesterday that its owner, since 2016, had ordered it shut down and the staff laid off. But shortly after that, the owner sent out an email saying he is negotiating with a prospective buyer. It's the latest twist in the saga of the feisty paper founded in 1995 with a mission to challenge Orange County's establishment. Former staff writer Gabriel San Roman tells KNX that the OC Weekly had a small circulation but a big impact.
It didn't seem as anyone was paying attention to a particular story. Somebody's always watching. So hopefully there's folks out there who see that there's an exodus of talent, not just myself.
LZ Weekly was a sister paper to the LA Weekly until 2016. Its former editor-in-chief, Gustavo Arellano, gained nationwide attention for his Ask a Mexican column. Series of actions aimed at strengthening LA's tree population has been approved by the city council. Over the years, there's been a number of issues, including tree age, diversity, and maintenance. Councilman Paul Koretz says there are ways to help the population grow, like implementing sidewalk designs that save street trees from removal. Tree health is also something that can be managed.
Not every disease tree needs to automatically be cut down, but those that survive and appear able to survive develop immunity.
A population currently estimated at more than 10 million, with about 700,000 trees managed by street services. The council voted to instruct street services to restore its maintenance staff to pre-2008 recession levels and create a comprehensive street tree inventory. Off the coast of South Orange County, a stretch of the Pacific Ocean is off limits today because of a 4-million-gallon spill of raw sewage. You're going to see healthcare agencies close the ocean and bays from Pelican Point at Crystal Cove and Newport Beach to the Posh Beach interface in Dana Point. They're going to stay closed until tests show water quality is back at an acceptable level. Police are looking for witnesses of an assault outside a bar in Fullerton. This incident happened at the Matador Cantina on North Harbor Boulevard about 2 this morning. One person suffered a massive injury and is in serious condition. 2 others also hurt. 4 suspects have been arrested. Detectives asked anyone who may have witnessed the attack to give them a call.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.